that Kasa won't see wrong. Those people definitely believe. And there are those who actually believe that his decision to take so much pepper. Look at that advert he's done. They say it is the reason why he's not performing. You can blame the jersey, you can blame the quantum of pepper he consumes, but you cannot blame the pitch.
You
lose comfortably.
Reasons will be attributed tonight. The Blasters of Ghana with possession is Terry Egbe. Hits a long one in looking for Jerry Efrie. It's been a handful there for the Niger defenders. He's won his side a corner kick, Jerry Efrie.
One of those youngsters full of confidence, one of those youngsters who comes at you as though he hasn't seen you. It appears the numbers in the stadium have actually improved.
The corner kick to Ghana, 70 minutes plays, Ghana 1, Niger 1. Enes Nyama behind the corner kick. Be an outswinger, Nyama is headed at goal, just on the roof of the net. Very good opportunity there for the Black Stars. The chance goes begging. That was close. Goalkeeper Jibo came out to get the ball. He couldn't claim. It was Abu Francis whose header just went inches wide. Osman Bukhari loses possession. Jibo will clear there for Niger. Long one there looking for Mustafa. Nicely dealt with by Terry Egbe. Kudus Mohamed lovely tracking back there, and he fouls his man in the process.
And you see the speed with Otuadu rise from his cut back. He doesn't understand why. Took a foul against his team. Saw against Sudan, contrasting numbers here at the Accra Sports Stadium. Appears to have lost the support of Ace. Fans. Maybe as a protest to the establishment for supervising this failure.
Here coming forward is Sosa. Opportunity on the left hand side. Shot coming through. Good save there. Imanaf Nuruddin. Hits a long one there. And Abu Francis plays it into Osman Bukhari. That's clear before Kudus Mohamed could get onto that ball. It's good defensive play there by Terry Egbe. Strong. Come forward. It's Enes Nyama. Nyama cuts onto his left foot, looking for options. Yamal coming through, finds Abu Francis to Kudus. Kudus Mohamed into Nyama. Poor control there by Enes Nyama.
The first sight was horrible. And I'm sure many people will recall that exactly a year today, Ghana was up against Central African Republic at Abawaya Sports Stadium. Needed a late goal from Iñaki Williams to qualify for the AFCON.
They're coming forward, it's a Mustafa, and it's a fantastic save at the near post there for Manaf Nuruddin.
Yes.
But for him, Ghana would have easily lost the last two games. Against Angola, he was a hero. It's a fantastic save there.
Nearly a goal for Niger. This young man has really justified the decision of the technical team to put him in between the sticks. He's been the brightest spot in this dark period where the black has overshadowed the star. Absolutely nothing to show about the stars. The lights have been dimmed by the dark. And the black stars drawing 1-1 against Niger. But as Spurs spectators who are inside the stadium continue to sing and cheer on. That's why they say in Ghana you can never be sad. Premier League game, actually would have said that's an appreciable crowd.
That's how you're going to football assignment. It's a corner kick there for Niger, taking short. Mustafa. His cross is blocked there by Nyama and it goes out for another corner kick to Niger. 77 minutes played at the Accra Sports Stadium. It's Ghana 1, Niger 1. They're looking for Mustafa on the right hand side. Good defensive play there. Good play there. Benizana. Goal kick for Ghana. It's Terry Egbe who's coming off. His hamstring is coming off for Ghana. It's Karamadini Mamudi who comes on in his place. Another Ghana Premier League product. Long looking for Ebenezer Annan. Lovely pass there. Annan will try to control it. He's unable to. It's a free kick there for Niger. Jibo hits one long looking for Sosa. Dealt with there by Mamudu. Suleimana controls nicely. He finds Aban. Aban goes back to goalkeeper. Manaf Nuruddin. Manaf. Long one there. That's a foul by Jerry Free on Sousa. Free kick to Niger. Abu Francis, who fouls him. And Niger win themselves a free kick on the right-hand side, inside the Ghana half. Niger has 2 goals against Ghana today, and in the reverse fixture, they've come through set pieces. Another opportunity for them to get one into the box. It's quickly taken there. Mustafa on the right hand side. Crosses one in. It's headed out there by Mamudu.
You look at the facial expressions of Brace and he looks as though a man who has lost a business contract.
It's nice there, it's a foul there for the Black Stars. Brace is not letting go of Kudus' shirt. The referee spots it. It's a free kick there to the Black Stars of Ghana on the edge of the box.
Time for Kudus to score his first goal of the qualifying campaign.
That was a bad tackle there. High boot on Enes Nyame's chest. It's a good spot there from the referee.
Career ending tackle. The team doctors on the pitch. One person missing there is a physiotherapist. Yes. So after the AFCON, they dropped the physiotherapist. They asked him to go to the Black Galaxies. I don't know where if he contributed to the failure of the team. He has been demoted to the Black Galaxies. Yeah, he's actually, and I've mentioned this many times here.
He's a psychologist.
I've mentioned that many times here. Prior to the World Cup 2022, the opportunity was actually handed to him to hire a psychologist. He never hired one. Remember when I said he should consider hiring a psychologist? Yeah. You need a psychologist in your team. With a psychologist, these boys wouldn't be playing like this.
Free kick for Ghana. Kudus Mohammed behind the free kick. 83 minutes gone at the Accra Sports Stadium. It's Ghana 1, Niger 1. Jerry Efrie's equalizer. Cancelling out. Badamassi's 22nd minute header for Niger. Still goalless between Sudan and Angola. Assistant Kwesi Appiah. The Sudan team are heading for the AFCON. Kudus with a free kick and it hits the crossbar. Corner kick there for the Black Stars. Goalkeeper Jibu just tipped it onto the crossbar to deny Mohammed Kudus. It's a lovely free kick there by Kudus. What a save. That was dipping into the bottom corner. The top corner there. And Jibu just tipped it onto the crossbar, but the corner is taken quickly. Zach Simpson does well to win possession back for the Black Stars. Simpson plays it back to Suleimana. Spreads it to Anan. Anan goes back to Mamudu. Mamudu, long ball in, looking for the run of Jerry Efrie. Is cleared out there by Najibia. Throwing for Ghana, Ibenez Ana. Finds Mamudu. Mamudu. Such a poor pass. Hit the pass in the direction of Najib Yakubu. Maybe he forgot that Najib Yakubu no more plays for Ghana. Yakubu, former Ghana under 17, teammate with Mohamed Kudus. Last time Ghana's under 17 were at the World Cup. Switch nationality to play for Niger. Maybe Amudu didn't get the memo. Trying to find him with the pass.
If he didn't get the memo, he can't even see the color of the shirt as well.
It was a familiar face over the jersey color. Here coming forward, Aha Alassan. The crossing is controlled there. Mustafa. Razak Simpson had to step in. Osman Bukayi turns nicely. The Black Stars of Ghana coming forward. There's a free kick to Ghana inside their own half. Suleimana. Aban. Nyama. And it's Nyama. Plays it into Suleimana. Ibrahim Suleimana. Osman Bukayi. Osman Bukayi. This pass finds Nyama. It's a risky pass there. Nyama wants to dribble his man. It's unsuccessful. And Niger will come forward. Black Stars win back possession. It's Abu Francis. He finds Kudus Mohamed. Kudus is driving forward. Kudus. Kudus. Still on the ball. Mohamed Kudus. Right footed shot is blocked.
Nyama was up there. The easiest thing to do was to give the ball to Nyama.
Moussa for Niger. Saku coming forward. He has support on the left-hand side in Al-Hassan. He loses possession and Aban will come forward for the Black Stars. It's a long clearance. They're looking for Enes Nyama. Gets a foot onto the ball. He's not getting past Al-Hassan. It's good recovery play there.
Eduardo has said that this is a game meant to start Ghana's preparation for the next round of the World Cup qualifiers. But the athlete doesn't suggest so.
Oh, Jibu. That was a risky move there, but he was successful. He's played it through the legs of Jerry Free, the goalkeeper of Niger. Retains possession for his side. Niger coming forward. Najib Yakubu on the right hand side for Niger. Driving forward. Plays it infield to Moussa. Moussa is coming forward there for Niger. Support on his left hand side, but he doesn't find it. And Ghana is a counter attacking opportunity. It's a two against two situation. It's a good pass there. Kudus Mohamed. My goodness, that pass from Nyama. And Jerry Free and Kudus didn't know who the pass was meant for. If we are leaving it for Kudus, but they lack the power to reach the West Ham man before Niger were able to recover. Very good opportunity, three against two. It goes begging there for the Black Stars.
It appears Kudus didn't even try fighting for the ball. He stood there and they hit it on him.
Fans are leaving the stadium.
They've had enough.
Commend them for going in the first place. It's a very nice kaftan there for Twadu. Maybe his tailor's number. That's a good contribution.
On Friday, he wasn't sweating. Today, he's sweating. Okay, Luanda was not. You can see the smiles from the faces of the supporters there. They continue to sing and dance.
As a Ghana supporters, their job is to sing and dance.
Pedro Chakapama and his team.
Free kick for Niger. Foul on Najib Yakubu. Campaign without a win. Hey!
And they will finish bottom of Group F, in a group with Sudan, in a group with Niger, in a group with Angola. How do you explain this?
Added on after the end of the 90. Free kick for Niger. Manaf Nouridine is organizing his war. Some good opportunity there for Niger. Mustafa is coming off for the Nigerians. He's had a really good game on the right hand side for Niger. They will make this change just before they take the free kick. Swung in, back post, and it's a goal! Sosa for Niger, the captain of Niger, has scored what looks like will be the winner at the Accra Sports Stadium. Another set piece. And the Black Stars of Ghana are staring at yet another defeat. Najib Yakubu is in tears.
Maybe it could be
tears of joy, obviously.
Tears of joy, isn't it?
Sosa with a powerful header at the back post. It's a lovely cross there from Alassane. Sosa unmarked at the far post. It was Razak Simpson who was supposed to be on him, and Niger lead Ghana by 2-1 at the Accra Sports Stadium.
I don't know if the basic principle of defending has been changed. Maybe they are doing zonal marking.
Shocking, absolutely shocking. Black Stars of Ghana.
Now they can lose comfortably.
Such a terrible record to have.
David Kujo Blaze cannot believe it. He says, hey!
Throwing for Ghana. Aban takes it quickly, finds Nyama. Nyama swings it into the box. Looking for Ebenezer Annan. To be cleared away there by Najib Yakubu. He didn't do it before he crossed the line. So throw in for Ghana on the left-hand side. Black Stars have less than 2 minutes to find an equalizer. It's a corner kick to Ghana. Najib Yakubu stepping in ahead of Jerry Efrie. Hitting it out for a corner kick.
What if Otodo walks into the press conference room and decides to walk away from the job?
Let's deal with the corner kick first.
You cannot explain this. We lose at home to Niger, we lose at home to Angola.
The corner kick is swung in. Goalkeeper Dibu off his line. Niger will manage to clear. It's a counter-attacking opportunity. It looked like they want a third. It's Sosa. Go long there. He's looking for the run. A substitute, but Manaf Nouridine steps in ahead of him. Ebenezer Annan coming forward there for the Black Stars. He finds Osman Boukari on the left-hand side. Osman Boukari, nicely done to Jerry Efrie. He cuts it back to Kudus Mohamed. Kudus, opportunity for a shot, and it's a penalty to the Black Stars. Kudus is brought down, and the referee points to the spot. Penalty, Ghana. 90 plus 5. Opportunity to save face is already a disgrace, but 0 points is disgracer than disgrace. For the Black Stars of Ghana, Mohamed Kudus behind the penalty. Kudus, please score. This cannot be spiritual. Kudus Mohamed steps up and he misses the penalty. Oh, goodness gracious.
I
goodness
told you.
Gracious.
I just asked
and
the
it's
question.
Over at the Accra Sports Stadium. It ends Ghana 1, Niger 2. The Black Stars suffer yet another home defeat. In this abysmal AFCON qualifying series, Djibo, the Niger goalkeeper, is mobbed by his teammates. Ghana have lost. Kudus missed a penalty opportunity to draw parity, but it's over. The Black Stars have lost. Let me not sound like I'm surprised.
Remember when I asked the question, what if Kudus misses this? And he has missed it.
Ghana finished bottom. So their AFCON qualifying group. A group that contained Sudan, Niger, and Angola. The Black Stars are not only going to the AFCON, they finished bottom and risk being part of the prelims for the AFCON 2027 qualifiers. Hey.
In fact, MF a shock. Ghana lost at home to Niger. Niger. And even my commentator cannot wrap up his commentary and hand over to the news team to bring you commentary. Ghana versus Niger, last round of AFCON 2025 qualifiers. The Black Stars sat at home and lost 2-1 to Niger. They started their campaign with a defeat and ended their campaign with another loss. 1-0 loss against Angola at the Royal Sports Stadium on September 5. Last round of qualifiers today on November 18. The Black Stars suffered a 2-1 loss. Otoado and his boys had thought they were going to get a draw at least when a penalty was awarded in the 94th minute, but Mohamed Kudus' penalty was saved. What it means, Otoado leads this Black Stars to play 6 matches and get only 3 points. Lost 3 games. That is how abysmal the Black Stars have been in this round of AFCON qualifiers. For the first time in 21 years, Ghana is now heading to an African Cup of Nations. And for the first time in 21 years, you and I will be watching the AFCON on television. The business opportunity we could have gotten going to Morocco would all be left in Accra. Kojo Bey says he's going to support Ivory Coast. MFR, which team are you going to support? You're going to support Nigeria. Because of why? You and Nigeria. So that's the stable there. Angola finished at the top with 14 points. Sudan 8 points. War-torn Sudan is going to the African Cup of Nations. Niger outside with 7 points. And your Black Stars, my Black Stars, according to Otoado, probably the hatred directed towards him and the players is the reason why they are finishing at the bottom of Group F in the African Cup of Nations qualifier. This has been Joy Sports coverage of AFCON 2025 qualification campaign. It ends here. Niger 2, Ghana 0. MFA and the news team takes over now.
Time for Newsnight here on Joy 99.7 FM here in Accra and Kumasi on Love 99.5 FM. Tonight, government punches holes in allegations of expired rebagged rice served in senior high schools by an North Tongue MP. Government insists the product passed the wholesomeness test by the FDA.
I am surprised. I do not understand why Mr. Blacker should be disappointed that FDA is confirming that the food was wholesome. I thought the whole intention was to fight for the safety and well-being of students. I mean, where from this whole drama and dragging of issue?
But the MP says he will petition the Office of the Special Prosecutor to take up the matter if the President fails to set up a commission of inquiry to investigate the issue.
This is the time for them to offer leadership. Step in and commission a special inquiry into this matter. If they fail to, we will be happy to see an organization, for example, like the OSP, take this matter up.
And then propaganda and rumor mongering has no place in education. That's the chief of staff, Frimer Osel Paris, responds when Joy News asks her about the claims.
Let us focus on things that move this country forward. I think this is our problem. We have good things. Look at what I've just seen. That should be your focus. How you advance the Ghanaian child, how you improve their opportunities so they become good citizens.
We'll definitely also hear from parents and guardians as they express concern about the health implication.
How would you feel if your child, your brother, your daughter or whoever comes out of your family, suffer from this negative effect of expired food?
I have to take them to hospital and check them my health, that what they have consumed. Is it good to my body?
We have details of that, and then fresh pressure mounts on the Electoral Commission to deliver free, fair and credible elections as chiefs urge the electoral body to leave no stone unturned in safeguarding the country's peace.
Very importantly, I think going to elections, we all have to work hard to ensure absolute free and fair election. It must be secret elections, but transparent.
We'll definitely also hit the campaign show. There's business.
And Bank of Ghana urged to be tactful over dollar support for market aimed at stabilizing the Ghana city.
And in sports, Ghana's Black Stars end abysmal AFCON 2025 qualifying campaign in defeat at home against Niger.
And we missed that penalty, didn't we? Okay. That and more coming up in tonight's edition of Newsnight here on Joy 99.7 FM. Also on myjoyonline.com. You can join us with your thoughts, your comments is via WhatsApp 055-11-11-997. I am MFA Apau. Let's dig in straight. And tonight, propaganda and rumor mongering has no place in education. That's government's description of claims that children in some senior high schools may have been fed unwholesome rice, rebacked and supplied by Lament Investments Africa. The Ministry of Education is vehemently fighting off the claims, insisting that though the company was sanctioned for repackaging and changing the country of origin of the bags of rice, it passed the wholesomeness test. The North Tongue MP who first brought this issue to light is piling pressure